And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Radio Show and Troop Talk Radio, Voice of the Troops. And joining us today, calling us live from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan, we have the honor of speaking with a Navy corpsman, Orlando's own Matt Nowak. And Matt, thank you very much for being on the program today. It's an honor to speak with you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody.
Now, we want to make sure that you get an opportunity, Matt, right away to give a shout to everybody and anybody that's listening in the Orlando, Florida area. Your words will be able to be heard there, so go right ahead.
Mainly want to say hi basically to my mom, Lisa, my dad, Mike, brothers and sisters, my wife, Ashley, my two young sons, Landon and Aiden. I love you, and I'll see you soon.
Okay, well, as a corpsman in the Navy, we used to call it in the Army a medic. That's why I asked you if you had another name for it. I owe my life to a Navy corpsman a number of years ago, and I'm very receptive as to what they do, and I know what they do. And having been in the fire service as a firefighter EMT for a number of years, we had what we call the paramedics. Now, what's the difference between a Navy corpsman, an Army medic, and a paramedic? Are they all pretty much the same?
It pretty much is. I mean, we use more of the emergency medicine on the battlefield situation. Back when we're on base and in the States, obviously, it's more of a taking care of the sick and injured, family medicine, that type of deal.
Okay, and as a Navy corpsman, I'm assuming that you may have been outside the wire a few times?
I have, quite a few times.
All right. Do you travel regularly with, like, a Marine unit then? Is that what you do, or are you assigned to a Naval unit?
I'm attached to the Marine Corps unit, so we do convoy operations, quite frequently. And, they can range anywhere from, up to 30 miles. But I'll assure you that, a 12th chance to not hear what's going on, sometimes about a week or two. So it's about 5 miles an hour that we usually travel, so it takes a long time, and a lot of stuff can happen in between then.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want you to know that down here in your home state of Florida, way over here across the pond this morning, it was in the upper 20s in some areas, in the teens up in the panhandle, and it was in the 30s near where I'm at, as well as over there in your backyard in Orlando. What's the temperature in Afghanistan right now?
Wow, I actually don't think it's that cold here. It has been in the past week, but I'd say right now maybe it feels about 40. So, but being a Florida boy, the truth, what it really is.
Yeah, but you're actually warmer, if you can believe this one, in Afghanistan right now than we are here in sunny, warm Florida.
Wow.
Okay, well, Matt, let's ask you about what you had to do, what type of training to be a Navy corpsman, and what your aspirations are. First of all, what type of training does a Navy corpsman go through?
Well, obviously, your first step is, Naval boot camp. Which is about 2 months. Then from there, we go to a school. So it's core school is what they call it for the corpsman, which is pretty much the basic skill set that you need for any type of medical field. That's about 4 to 6 months, depending on how you progress through the program. And then if you're going to be assigned with the Marine Corps unit like I was, you go through field med, which is pretty much a two-month boot camp all over again to introduce you to the whole Marine Corps way of life and then emergency medicine on top of that. So it can be between 9 months to a year, depending on how fast you get through the program and become a corpsman.
Now, we have a medical college in my backyard called Lake Erie College of Medicine, and the college graduates come down here and they go through a two-year medical program, and then I believe they have 2 years of what they call operating out of a hospital as an intern or whatever they call it. They have a term. I can't think of it right now. But if you wanted to go on to be a doctor, are you already, say, halfway up the ladder, so to speak?
All of the stuff we've done through
Associate's
degree. So in order to become a doctor, obviously, there's a lot of different programs that they offer in order to knock out that bachelor's. As long as you can get your bachelor's done and then all the science classes and mathematics that are required for it, yes, you can pretty much go into the medical field as long as you're accepted into a medical school.
Okay, and folks, we're speaking with Navy Corpsman Matt Nowak, from Orlando, Florida, calling us live from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan, where it's warmer than it is in Florida. And I'll tell you what, Matt, it's always a pleasure, always a tremendous honor to be able to our military, And we really appreciate the opportunity the DoD gives us to talk to you guys and gals. Well, let me get an idea of what your average day is like. Could you fill me in on that, please?
Okay, well, average day, if I'm on base, obviously, you know, you wake up around 05, usually PT, then hit the showers, go eat, and we start work around 07. Work day is the last 12 hours, so sick call is usually pretty, I'd say, hectic in the morning. In the afternoon, people tend to go back to work. So after that, I get off. I usually hit the gym again because, you know, we have a lot of free time on base when we're not working. So after that, come back to the room, watch a few movies, and go to sleep. Now, obviously, if I'm going off base, it's completely different. You can go off pretty much, like I said, for weeks at a time. So you'll go off maybe 03 in the morning. From there, you'll drive till about 8 o'clock at night once the sun goes down. Usually is when they call, so obviously when we can go to sleep. After that, then we come the next morning when we wake up and we get to our ultimate duty station or mission spot.
And, of course, folks, we are talking to Afghanistan live, Camp Leatherneck, to Navy Corpsman Matt Nowak from Orlando, Florida. Well, with all that said and done, I imagine a lot of your activity outside the wire is probably at night. Am I right?
Yes, we've got, so it's off and on. It just depends on the situation.
Okay, and I realize that's a very deadly time of night to travel. Now, I understand there's one paved highway in Afghanistan. I think they call it Afghan Highway 1, and everything else is pretty much whatever it is, a trail, a mud hole, a riverbed, whatever, to get from point A to B. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Okay, so it's pretty difficult in some cases to get from point A to B, right?
Yeah, our trucks are pretty good at getting, you might get stuck.
Okay, and I want to ask yourself, because people always want to know, it's the holidays coming up here, and I realize nobody could send you anything in time right now, but people from the States always want to know, what is it that they can send you guys and you gals over there that you really want instead of some of the stuff you get? What can we send you that you'd really want to get?
Well, I'd say the best thing to get, especially for the convoys, is beef jerky is actually pretty good. Candy is good to have. There's little toothpick things. I forget what they're actually called, but it's almost like brushing your teeth. Sometimes in care packages, and those do wonders. You know, it's actually a great little brush your teeth.
When you talk about candies, are you talking about like the gumballs, that sort of stuff, not the stuff that melts?
Yeah, well, chocolate's actually good, too. A lot of chocolate we've got on here, obviously it's not in perfect shape, but it's still good. I'll still eat it regardless of the condition. And baby wipes are great. Other than that, just beef jerky is my big thing. That's what I like.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do. We have a lot of people listening and some of your neighbors over there in the Orlando area, so you might get a surprise you don't know about. And, folks, we do encourage everybody that wants to send something to the troops. You can go to the DOD website to do that, supportourtroops.mil. Or you can go to the Captain's America and click on the link there and see how you can support our troops and where you can send things for the military. And, folks, we're speaking today with Navy Corpsman Matt Nowak from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. He's from Orlando, Florida. Well, my last couple of questions here, Matt, are pretty much circulated to what it is you do in your spare time. So you talked about the gym, you talked about working out, but what else do you do in your spare time? You read books? Do you follow TV? Do you write letters? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, actually, well, I read a lot of magazines, mainly Men's Health, Men's Fitness. And then out here, we actually watch a lot of movies. My wife sends me a couple episodes. I don't know if you've heard of Supernatural series. Mm-hmm. I'm actually kind of into that. The True Blood, until she sent me that. And Dexter, is, I guess it's a big Showtime series. I ended up watching most of that with you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, and also, Matt, when you do have a little spare time there, people want to know if you kind of chow down a little heavier, because I understand the food isn't too awful bad over there.
At first, I did the first month, but I've gotten into a big workout routine. I go home, a change man for my wife. So I'm trying to cut off some of the lean meat, you know what I mean?
Yep. All right, but I also hear the big nemesis when the weather's right is the ice cream. Is there any truth to that?
Yes, there's some truth to that.
All right, well, folks, we've been speaking today with Navy Corpsman Matt Nowak. He's been calling us, and we've been speaking to him live in Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. He's from Orlando, Florida. And one last time, Matt, give a shout-out to everybody and anybody that's listening.
I just love all my friends and family. Again, my mom, Lisa, my dad, Mike, my brothers and sisters, my wife, Ashley, and my two sons, Landon and Aiden. Love you all, and happy holidays.
Okay, folks, we will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.